One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Can I ask you a lot of questions? Do you lot think we'll get onto page one?
What were the signings you've made?
Yeah, Cunha
and
Puebla.
And you let those five go? No. I think your team's at the same level it was last year.
I think even worse.
I think so.
It's 10th, page one.
It's it's debatable.
Depending on what app.
Yes.
He's a clown.
I literally call you that all the time, bruv.
Who, Lippy?
Lippy. I always forget you man's names.
Why?
I don't know, bro.
It's just the two experience. Attacking
OGs,
players.
Isn't it?
There's no correlation.
At all.
The L.
Kids used to confuse Dwight York and Andy Cole.
None of them.
You understand?
I hear it.
Who are you confusing?
I'm Neymar.
I can never be a player that's younger than me. You calling yourself Yamal and you calling yourself Neymar is poor. I'm sorry.
Why?
I can never be a player that's younger than me.
I'm Zlatan.
Never.
Zlatan?
Why can't I be Zlatan? You allowed to say you're Yamal and...
Tony Yeboah.
I was going to give you like George Weah.
So why can't I be like from Sweden?
What can you call him then?
Nah, man. Harry Maguire.
Can't call him Maguire, man. I have some respect for KG.
Maguire's a good defender for you.
You can't
man,
call him Maguire though.
Sold the most shirts though, so far.
Is it?
Maguire, yeah.
Really?
Sold the most shirts this season. Yeah.
This
mental.
Season.
Right now, Maguire sold the most shirts.
It's been like 4 days,
bro. That's like five shirts.
Everyone's getting new shirts and he bought the Maguire one
you
first.
Know what,
sold
boys,
out.
Boys.
Sold out.
Got something important to do. Menace has obviously let us down for the live show, not gonna be there.
Let's not do that.
Poor from him.
Horrible.
But the crowd.
Gonna get jerk.
The crowd are gonna hold us down. We put out the search.
Find what?
Find a filthy fella.
Come on, bro.
And
it was my idea, by the way.
You're not gonna be there anyway, so
doesn't matter, bro.
It doesn't matter.
I left with something.
But boys,
I'm leaving something.
Before we review one of them, let's give another call out because I don't think there's been enough activity on the find a filthy fella front. So you lot are always talking that shit. So we're giving you the opportunity for one night only.
What if they're sick? Could they be on it?
No.
Oh.
For one night only.
Never know, though.
No, oh. I know.
For one night only.
For one night only. You could be a filthy fella.
We're Make checking sure. their tweets, though.
Hmm?
We're checking everything. Yeah, we're checking their tweets.
We VAR'd everything.
We're checking their tweets,
yeah,
man.
You gotta make sure, bro.
Yeah, man.
Too much.
Sure we don't know who we're linking up with,
bro.
Yeah, make sure they've been chatting. No
of recent, I've been seeing this guy, yeah. I think it's Ball With Talks or something like that.
TM.
Bro, I don't know
Arsenal
who he is.
You?
I think so still. He is cold.
Yes,
yeah, TM. I like him still. He is cold. I like him still. I can't lie.
Who found him, bro?
I don't like him.
To be fair, he's been at me and
Wait,
he's
what?
Just been at him, man.
Oh no, you're talking about my Are man you? With the thin mustache, bro. He's rude. He's always cussing me.
Hey, he's always
big up
dissing
well.
Lippy, bro.
Yeah, it is him.
He
Lippy.
Is
no
hilarious.
No disrespect.
Nah, I've been my thing. I'm shouting him out.
No disrespect, yeah. Should you really be talking about people with thin hair, though? Just where
How's
life
is. How's a mustache
is?
A hair, bro?
No, but hair
Why
is hair.
Why are you
like,
from
I'm just saying you are not, hair
you,
thing.
Let
I'm
me,
bald, bro. I bro, embrace my bro, bald thing today, bro.
Embrace up front.
There's two bald men up front.
There's never going to be again. You're not going to be
here. There's two bald men up front.
What's this guy doing,
up top,
This never happened last week. This never happened last week. This is what I'm saying, man.
Find a filthy fella, yeah? Find a filthy fella. Be like a filthy fella, not them other YouTube man. This is what he's trying to
rate,
do.
Find
Stop
two.
Trying to bring that energy here.
No, I'm not. I'm trying
First
to be a friend.
First 5 minutes, bro.
I'm not trying to be a friend.
We are not
Why
playing
up here.
I am passing to him today, bro. I am passing to him.
Hey, you know what this is like? Sorry. When the gaffer just says, first five,
Why? How can you break up play when you're up front?
No, because you know in football, yeah, there's that thing where In football, there's a thing called the reducer. Let the team know. I'm just trying to let everyone know that I'm here.
There's a what?
The reducer. Let the team know it's going to be difficult.
Up front.
Everywhere.
Do you know what this is? This is that Xerxes moment. This is that Xerxes moment. You're a couple of minutes. You might be a couple of minutes away still.
No, I'm wicked.
I'm warming up anyway.
Yeah, Let's go. Let's find a filthy fella.
Anyway, we ain't even told them how to do it. Upload your video and tag filthy fellas on Instagram. Just like this guy has. We're about to review this video right now.
All right, Filthy, chat to me. You man need someone to replace Menace for the day. Let me tell you why it should be me. First reason, easy, Chelsea fan. You guys need the balance. Too much United and too much Arsenal, especially Arsenal. I despise Arsenal fans. I genuinely despise them and the club. So that's why I'm here to bring some balance. Back up Savage Dan when he needs it. And there you go. Chaos baller, causing havoc, but at the same time, I'm not going to cause trouble. I know when to speak, and I know when not to speak. So, I've got the respect there. However, if you want to talk about ball knowledge, I've got it. If you want to talk about Arsenal hatred, which I feel like this show needs, more Arsenal hatred, and also more United hatred, I'm bringing in the balance, the yin and the yang. Arsenal fans, United fans fighting each other, let's bring more Chelsea representatives here, yeah? Come on, show some love. And just like Hazard, sub me on at halftime and I'll bring the man the match home. I'm going to be there at the Filthy Live show, so I'll see you guys then.
Is that a threat?
I'm saying politely, hell no, because I don't like the balance. I didn't like that. I ain't like that.
No, but he's trying to...
That was Bruno Fernandes.
We don't like that.
Why? No, but every day is...
That's got to be your natural tongue, bro.
Yeah, you can't.
You got to be naturally urbanite.
I didn't like the balance. The way you said that, sound like you would say, don't need more of that.
That's crazy.
This is crazy. Don't need more. The wig, like the wig on his top headpiece. Yeah, like
gonna,
a wig on his beard.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah. Well, you would, because you're looking for one yourself.
I have to. Yeah.
you're looking for one yourself.
So yeah, for me, but good try. I liked his pictures. I like the aesthetics. Mm. That was nice. But you're going to be here. Mm. We're getting you out of your comfort zone here. So we've already got nice aesthetics.
I liked
him. On the stage, you mean?
I liked him. I liked him a little bit. I think you need some Chelsea representation. And I like the fact that he said he hates Arsenal. He wants to bring that here.
He said he hates
The Man United part surprised me. When he said he hates Man United, I thought, ooh. But then still, he hates Arsenal more. And we think we need that in the room. There's not Chelsea representation here. And he said he's a chaos baller. I like chaos ballers.
He's not, man.
He's not a baller.
But then he made
all.
Him say he said he wanted to be a sub, and I didn't like that. Hmm. Can't start. So he said, "I'll like Hazard. I'm gonna bring the game home." That was the part that made me worry about
Hazard weren't a sub either,
which is crazy. Yeah. So the ball knowledge thing,
the ball knowledge was poor off the bat, as you said. The trim, it actually wasn't a toupee. It's what man do. You see, when man with straight hair have bad hairline and they cover it with their hair, I hate that.
The comb over,
comb it forward. They comb it forward.
A man done the comb over.
You see it when they go like that.
It's definitely a no from me. I don't even care about the Arsenal hatred. It's filthy. You need conflict. But yeah, he's too happy as well, man. Act like you're not going to make it, bro. Like, act like you really want it. You're just there smiling and nah, brother. No.
Yeah, just he went balance and then said balance within 20 seconds. Two
then went back
balance.
To balance.
Like, it's got to be, you know what I mean? You got to be authentic, be yourself, man. I don't think that was, I think he's tried to cover too many. Like, I'll be the sub if you want me to be the sub. I'll be balance if you want me to.
I'll be chaos.
And I'll be chaos.
Yeah.
Four different players.
Yeah. Bringing the balance and being a chaos baller is crazy. Yeah,
exactly. We don't need all that, bro. Yeah. We just need you, man.
That's
confused.
That's Phil Neville.
And I think GOP as well won't appreciate the claps. He kept clapping. Every time he talks, he claps. That's going to be murder.
My ball knowledge is not the greatest, but I can play football. He looks like he has none of them.
He could have something.
That is sure.
You can't play. You can't talk. You don't even look well.
Well, that's perfect because we're the undateables, man. It's supposed to be like that.
They're the undateables.
I'm sorry, they not look well.
He means you're like dressing.
He doesn't. Forget even about dressing. You just look all over the gaff. Like, bring something to the table. I know I can bring something. Like, everyone here is here for a reason. This guy's just.
No.
Chelsea and then Arsenal. Yeah, I hate Arsenal so much. Bro, get the
out of here, man.
Before we wrap this up, can I just say as well, I don't want to be the start of anyone's origin story, you know, like those super villains. Because I watched The Incredibles.
Yeah.
That little ginger nut.
Yeah.
He was a lovely little boy until he got a no.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's a, like, I don't want to be that one. So I'm telling you now, bro, I thought it was decent.
I do. I want to be that
person. Hang about, hang about. But it just wasn't filthy. We're top of the tree things, bro. Where that
we need that vibe,
yeah, man. So, but you definitely should start your own show. You got the aesthetics, you know what you're doing, yeah, man. There you go.
You understand? Who knows though, man? Because the rest of the
they might be worse. Yeah, you still might be
so bad.
Yeah.
Run the VT. They ain't gonna be about as bad as that.
What VT?
We just ran the VT. What are you talking about?
This is the problem.
I thought there's another one
to play up front, bro.
Nah, Lewis can play up front.
Yeah, playing up front.
Back to football. Potentially a big football law change ahead of the World Cup 2026.
Okay. So, can I just say something before, yeah? So, I just want to show you like two things, yeah?
What the hell is going on here?
I just want people to understand before people draw me out and stuff like that. I just want people to understand.
Can you bring it to the top table?
I just want people to. No. This is in front of me. So when you look at me, you see the photos
first.
Oh
my God.
Choose your words wisely. Just choose your words wisely. That's all I want.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you something.
Hold on, let me ask something.
How long have you been on Filthy?
Not long. It's been what, a month?
Props. No, but that's sick though. Because that's the last thing you had, bro. That was when you was...
Bro. Hold on, 2 seconds.
Glasses
brother,
off.
Brother. Stop drawing me out, KG.
What?
You are not an athlete. Yeah? This is what it is. No matter what.
Shot put.
Listen. To be faster than me, you got to be quick. You got to be under 30. He's both of those things. I still think I'm quicker than him, though.
But
Friday, we'll see.
The video says...
Brother, you never in your life have you been faster than anyone that I know.
I thought you said anyone in life.
Don't do it. Don't tell me about bleep tests,
Bleep test.
5K. Yeah. No. Just
anything endurance.
Pace,
KJ, anything endurance, I'm good.
That Peloton thing you posted the other day.
I'm top in the world.
The top in the world. He's not, though.
No, the world of demons.
I don't know who was on it.
The underworld.
Think about it, right? I just want you to know. Listen, I'm proud of you. I've seen the weight you've lost. Yes. You're up top. Yes. I'm proud of you, yeah?
Thank you.
I think the one that you're on is other people like you.
High calorie people.
Yeah. What I want to say.
High calorie.
I just want to, my last high disclaimer, because you've done this to yourself. There were other screenshots available, but you are an honest man. I rate that.
I don't know how he got that, because I gave him the video. That wasn't my angle.
I'm in 110s, loosely laced 110s. My man's in socks.
Why are you saying loosely laced?
Loose, because they are. You can see.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Oh, Lippin's gone.
It's gone. Oh, shut up.
No, he's got socks off, bro. Let's go now. But when the footwear is even, we're going to see what's going on. But congratulations for that.
And Menace, so that's the race well done as well. Killed him. And that there, when you murked him, oh, blimey, mate.
I'm not going to lie. I don't love it no more, bro. Why is it in a frame now?
Before you lot say anything, what I'm saying is, I said it before, if you're going to come for the crown, don't miss. And I said, what did I say? I said, sports that I don't want to do it. What did you say? You think you're faster than me? We found out. You drew me out. Wait. You drew me out about top table. I won't even be for you. You came on last 20 seconds. You weren't even in the room. You've been terrible. Okay.
It's a viral clip though.
You was terrible.
It went viral though.
It could go wherever it wants to go, but just don't miss because I'm like Chip with the responses.
No one's done this, you know. No one's tried to pull up, trying to redeem themselves, bro. We just naturally kick ball.
Well, here we are. If you're gonna shoot, man. But just know
say
what's
no
coming.
More, man,
just,
bro.
Just know what's there.
Sports day, you better win, bro. You better.
In all honesty, I feel like Sports Day, he's gonna win the running.
He's definitely not.
Wait. Sorry, do you know what's the worst thing? When everyone went downstairs, and I hear it in the cameras, I heard, Menace talks too much. Menace thinks he's gonna win. even that, I'm down there, but I can hear that. That's motivation. That's the little things. You know when people just doubt, they're doubting you. You ain't even seen me, nothing.
You see, any race I've lost, yeah, in my life, I've done what I've done to him. I let them take their shoes so off.
Underestimated.
Classroom support, I'm here for you.
Yeah, but, and another thing I done, I tried to let you kind of go 100%.
It sounds good, man.
I'm not going to. We'll go to Friday, man. It's calm. I don't need to interrupt no one.
What's happening on Friday? Just so we understand.
At the end of the day, there's a filthy sports day that's happening. That's where we're gonna say all of
the
this.
Truth.
Do you get
really though? So it's egg racing that, bro, isn't that?
Yeah. I'm winning something.
I hear it, but we're gonna sort it out on that day, innit?
Bleep test,
bro.
Broski, I don't get paid enough to do a bleep test, bro.
Forget about even getting paid enough. KG's not coming nowhere near the top. So it doesn't make sense.
He's not even going to be there, bro.
I'm going to be with my team in America.
Remember, the chesty people, they can't do the bleep test thing, man.
I could do any athletic event. I'll be honest.
Talk about
none of you can jump as high as me.
We're going to see. I got the springs still.
I can, but we're not going to do that today. I can, though.
Talk about the World Cup, bro. What's going on? There's a rule change.
So, yeah. So, one of the potential changes will be that penalty rebounds will be scrapped, meaning that if the keeper saves it, it's final. It's like a proper halt in place.
That's poor.
Which I think is terrible.
So, what about if it hits the post?
How do you like that?
Same.
If it's the post, it's done.
So, you just take it down.
Why do you miss it?
Again, because the keeper, that's their one moment. They saved it. They should be able to have that. And then after it rebounds to the man, he gets the score. No, bro, I saved it. I've done something great.
I agree with KG. There's one thing I've seen in this actual rule, yeah? I've seen a man take a penalty, miss, score, and he's ducking, doing four bat flips.
So?
Big man, you missed.
So, but he scored.
You see that after
reward
bit?
And failure.
I hate the after bit. I've never been. If I miss my penalty, I turn around. Wherever it goes, it goes. But if I miss, I miss. I don't get rebounds. I'm not a rebound guy.
No, but that's
me. I'm not a rebound guy.
But everyone can't think the same, though.
What are you talking about?
People like this in battle,
so
you are
if you take a penalty and the keeper saves it,
I'm fuming already. I don't
what
even do
mean?
The rebound.
You're going to score, bro. You're in the game.
It's in the game.
Turn away.
That's how it lets me know there's a level. Like we were saying, world class, elite, and all that. See, elite players, they're
not
sharp.
Not over until it's over.
Yeah, they're sharp, bro. So as soon as
they react.
Yeah, your reaction's got to be sharp. That for me, this rule is insane because it gives the benefit to the team that's giving away the penalty.
Yeah.
Like the penalty shouldn't just...
Why is it even? Why is it even?
Remember, you can... Once he's kicked it, they can run in the box.
And
it's
by the way,
defenders ain't quick
as
enough.
Well, another thing as well, another benefit to the team that's give the penalty away is if you do get to the rebound or someone does get to the rebound, a player behind, that's poor defending as well. So it's like... You're allowing them twice because if the rebound was to go in again, I used to be so upset. If you're not at the edge of the box, you're at the edge of the box waiting for the penalty, you got to be strong. You got to have your iron bar up. You know what I mean? So if you let someone get there or react better, quicker than you, that's poor again.
Another moment I'm going to mention as well, if this rule was to be in play, that Watford-Troy Deeney moment is not happening. That's one of the greatest football moments ever, bro.
Great.
That's a great moment, bro.
That's a moment gone.
That's literally a moment gone, bro.
You're right.
So it's like, bro, how can we then implement that rule when so much greatness has come from that rule, bro?
I don't even think it's just, even besides Liverpool that, it's Champions just League. Simple, innit? A penalty, the play is stopped for the penalty itself. As soon as the ball is kicked, players continue. Yeah. It's like a free kick.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. If you get dropped outside the box, what? Yeah. If man rocket the free kick at the keeper, top bins, he saves it. My attackers aren't
free
allowed
kick
to get the scraps. That's ridiculous.
Why have they done it?
There you go. Hey, I'm about to answer that, right? Before I answer that, though, has anyone noticed that Wicko started very sharp this game?
Yeah.
Very, very sharp. Let's be on your toes. Anyway, basketball. 3-point, dead. No, not 3-point. The free throw. Dead.
Mm.
They all go, slap hands.
But the last one's in play, though.
Is the last one in play?
The last one's in play.
The last one is in play.
But it kind of feels like that first free throw, though.
It's
like, and I agree with him, because you've seen things that Americans are trying
to do so much. Yeah, we're trying
into
to get there.
Football that, like they say, the game's so long, innit, yeah? But there's not enough entertainment. Sometimes they can just be passing, and it's boring. They want to you got to do a certain amount of things and da-da-da-da. They want it to be more entertaining. You get what I'm saying?
It seems like they want more breaks in play.
Yeah.
And more breaks in play would be more advertisement. Yeah. I know we don't do it here, but in America, I've watched the games over there, throw-ons, they'd be like, Budweiser.
Yeah, quick thing.
Because that's what I was about to ask. Is that more entertaining, though? All these stops. Because really and truly, the rebound, everyone trying to get to it, that's entertaining. Like you said, Troy Deeney moment. Man, they had to stop. And then he had to take a goal kick, then kick it long to Troy Deeney. Even if he scored, it wouldn't be the same. Bro.
Does it up the ante? Like now that becomes a moment.
Yes.
That's all it does. It brings the jeopardy of the man, I have to score this. Nah. There's going to be no, if I miss right now, this play's done.
Yeah, that's you're looking at it from the attacking side, from the defending side. You have more of a chance now.
Okay.
Why? Why do you need more of a chance?
It's similar to, you're basically saying it. They get that opportunity in a penalty shootout. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you foul someone in the box, yeah, you should be reprimanded for it, yeah? You're punished. Why are you getting a favour? You get what I'm saying? You're saying they should score. It's world-class goalies. Some goalies cost £80 million. What do you mean I'm going to score a penalty because it's easy? Penalty is not easy, bro.
I'm with you, but obviously in an American game, one of the things that happened on preseason all the time, after the team play each other, they go to penalties. They like this part of the
game. We only get that in cup games, don't we? So, they want 38 games, we're not getting that.
So they want that feeling of the jeopardy, take a penalty, because we don't, low scoring games.
And you know what I don't like as well? So...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Really, you get a penalty usually when you're denying a goal-scoring opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then they get a chance there. So you're taking that away already. Then you're going to take the rebound away, as well as you used to have the benefit of the doubt in offsides to the striking teams. Like, all these attacking things that benefit the attackers, it's like you're drawing them back. And I don't understand why they're doing that.
I ask you ballers right now, what's harder, scoring a penalty or saving one?
Hold on. What kind of question is this?
No, I'm just saying, because they're running. Hold on.
Let me answer. How's it an easy question?
I've asked you a normal question.
We're not goalkeepers.
We're not goalies.
I'm saying that, it's more difficult for the goalkeeper to save it, right?
I'd say it's easier scoring.
It's easier to score. So the advantage is with the striker. The advantage is with the man.
100%.
It is. The advantage is with them. Why are you not doing that? I will say something, you man.
I get it too. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's just the passion. The passion don't make sense.
No.
I'm saying it makes sense right now. The point is the advantage is with the striker. So you're saying that the goalkeeper's getting a bit of advantage? Not really, bro.
He is, though, because the game now stops and everyone resets and they go again. Where this team is camped in your half. Three quarters of this team is on the edge of your box. On the edge of your box, it could spill around. It can even go wide. You can get a corner. All that's done.
All right, so listen. Man, if this rule was implemented, after the World Cup, what players are you trusting? Who's scoring? This is just in the Premier League now. For your clubs, though.
So it successfully worked in the 2026 World Cup, and we like it.
Yeah.
It's now in the Premier League. Who's the one? Who are the dons?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And should we say for our clubs?
That's in general, I'd say.
It's easy. Finally, I get to say it. I should have said it in the quiz, but this wasn't a question. But Bruno Fernandes, one thing you know, the hop skip, he's got different types of penalties, but he's just not missing.
110%.
Sure he missed against us.
I was going to say.
He's not really missing. Odegaard missed. And then
I don't rate Odegaard as a penalty taker, though.
Who do you rate in your team, though?
As a penalty taker, I'm not really confident in any of them, really.
Bakayo.
Nah.
The worst thing is, I don't think But Kyle is a man that we need rebounds for him sometimes in the penalties. Now, trust me, because he's not, you get me? We need one of them, like you said, like a Milner, Gareth Barry, one of them man that's
Dominic
just going to smash.
Fly.
But yeah, I don't think Arsenal got great penalty takers.
So in terms of penalties, Dominic Szoboszlai and Bruno Fernandes have taken the same amount. Dominic Szoboszlai has missed one. Bruno Fernandes has missed six. Five in the Prem. I wouldn't put my house on Bruno then, after them stats.
You'd say if you had to choose a penalty taker.
James Milner's missed one in his career as well.
Sorry, for everyone
I'm going
right
with
now.
A man with one, yeah.
Sorry, for everyone right now, you have to choose a penalty taker. It's a big moment. Let's say Dominic Szoboszlai and Bruno play for the same team. One is the one to win it, the one to save the day. Who are you picking, Bruno or Szoboszlai?
Szoboszlai. He's going to do something more straightforward.
Over Bruno.
He's just going to smash it, bro.
Tech, how he kicks the ball, man, is tech.
It's just a penalty, bro.
You see, when we're talking about penalties in the league, no one is mentioning this guy. If you're going Liverpool, you would say Salah. No, but the moment you brought up the stat, it's Szoboszlai over Bruno. That's fine. Not a problem. That's fine.
No, but before he went there, I can tell you this. Before he went there and for his country,
he's captain,
he takes all of the set pieces. Like, in fact, I remember thinking to myself, "Rah, this guy's on everything.
Yeah.
A deep one, corners, left side, right. Like,
he
the guy's
40-yard
free
kick, bro.
But, and I think coming into the next couple of seasons for Liverpool,
he's going to be the penalty.
You're going to be seeing him in charge of all set pieces.
Wait a minute, but you actually changed Bruno's name to Fernandes because of how
many. No, we did not.
Not he scored
but
that
he,
many.
Listen, Bruno, I'm calling your friend Bruno because you're bald. KG, Gary, Kevin, brother.
What's up, Kev?
I didn't know that stat, yeah? And now he's just read that stat. You've asked me, now penalties are not going to have rebounds or nothing like that. Who would I want to do it out of them two? You said the question. He's told me the stat. That is it. Like the guy's missed six penalties, bro. Matt Letizia missed one in his whole career.
James Milner
missed
one.
Missed two in his whole career.
Steve, like, hold on.
Six.
Man, I'm saying this, yeah? Like Messi and Ronaldo ain't missed more pens. But if you're talking about a clutch moment, Ronaldo, you pick over anyone in the world.
But he's missed a few.
But he's missed more pens than Szoboszlai. That's missed one.
He's been playing for 23 years.
They've taken the same amount. I said Szoboszlai and Bruno have taken the
same amount.
And I said you didn't say that.
Because Bruno don't take them
the
for his country.
The more pens you take, the
Ronaldo
more
does. Szoboszlai does take them for his country and he took them for his previous club. So Bruno's previous club, he might not have took all, he's not taking the penalties everywhere.
So we're talking about the Prem, yeah?
What previous club was he at?
At Udinese, RB Leipzig.
RB Leipzig, same pressure there.
Can we just go back to everyone asking who they would ask?
Man,
we've gone way off target,
for no
bro.
Reason. Man said
I don't
Bruno.
Understand. So you've said Bruno.
For what?
Lippi.
For what?
Lippi, who are you going for? In the Prem.
Arsenal, when we get Jokeres in, we get Jokeres on him.
Jokeres.
When we get him in, yeah.
Men. I said Bruno, but I don't think anyone else on United. If I do pick someone else in the league, I say Cole Palmer.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
He missed one.
But he's missed a couple.
He's missed more than one.
They all missed.
No, he ain't. He missed one.
I will say Eberi Eze.
He missed one.
Eberi Eze?
Yep.
Eze, I'm with Ivan Toney, I'm going to say.
That was my one.
He's not
Ivan
in the Prem.
Toby wins.
In the Prem. I'd say Eze. Eze don't miss.
Oh, mate, I would say bloody hell.
No.
I would go Eze.
He don't miss, bro.
Is it don't miss?
Yeah, he's a good penalty taker.
You see a penalty taker, that you see. Obviously, you don't play football, innit? And Bruno is a good.
I play football.
No, because you said no.
I don't, I'm not.
Go on. The way he got him was so dread. Nah, Loons, that was dread.
It wasn't really.
We was about to move on. He was like,
that was not needed.
You don't understand.
I said that's don't play
because you're an
exactly.
idiot.
And he's one of his last.
But hearing it back, it felt crazy. It felt like it.
He didn't say you don't understand. He said you don't play football.
Yeah. So listen. I did say you don't understand. Yeah. But listen, yeah, because he said you lot are the ballers. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I said you don't play football because he's already. Pulled him
when you say
away
you
from the
ballers,
man.
Who are you talking about? Everyone else.
Yeah, like everyone's can kick.
No, wait. Let him say it.
When I said the ballers. Because there's a lot of you here.
Everyone else.
I meant you lot, but he's here, innit? So I had to support him and say Loons as well.
Bro, I played at a high level than you, my boy. But it's cool.
I'm better than you, know.
All right, cool.
In the 70s.
Saying,
yeah,
and faster than you.
No, but look. I'm just saying, there's technique in penalties, innit? You see, like Cole Palmer, like Eze, they have the knack of sending the keeper the wrong way. They've got the eyes. You see that? That's elite.
And that's
penalties.
What I said Bruno does.
James, he powers it.
He does a jump.
He doesn't.
He jumps them places. The jump them place.
It's okay. Power it. He powers it, man.
So maybe this for the World Cup, because like we said, United. United States of America.
We're large.
Hey, they like red like, free, though.
You know what
red
it is? Free. They like. Oh, is that all right? So, apologies. It's a little bit of construction going on outside.
New studio
moment.
And that.
New studio.
Making it bigger.
Refurbishments.
Yeah, jacuzzi.
But yeah. So maybe this for the World Cup, boys. Like we said, the Americans, they like gimmicks. Yes. Do you remember the 35-yard penalties?
MLS penalties, we call
them.
The
MLS penalties, of course, from the 90s, where a guy runs up. We've seen them in the Border League. Okay. Recently, where you kind of run up. It's like a 1v1 situation with the keeper. And that could be very entertaining.
That one there is tough.
Bring that back.
Who's scoring in our teams, though? Or people, not even just our teams now. Who's scoring in?
My penalty taker is not... I love Mo Salah. He's the clinicalist. But you see...
1v1.
No, he's very clinical.
It has to be Salah.
But I wouldn't pick him for
hold
that.
Hold on, from Liverpool, I want to know who, if you wouldn't pick Salah, because I think that's mad.
I know it's mad. I don't
You're
know.
Early
I
Salah.
I'm overthinking it,
early
bro.
Salah 1v1 wasn't great.
You see, like... thinking, you see him, he's instinct. He's an instinct player. You see approaching, you see that running up. You're changing your mind.
What, do you still think
I'm
going to
dink it. I'm going to slot it. I'm going to, oh, you know, I'm going to dink it. The keeper's just now getting closer and closer.
Do you think that now with him though? I think that's early Salah.
See, one thing with Mo Salah, yeah? Quality finisher, instinct. He's not composed, though. You see what I'm saying?
That is a... I don't... What?
He's rash, bro. Salah's rash.
He is, but he's rash. He's rash and clinical, though.
He's rash to a degree.
It's very unorthodox. That's why he don't get the ratings he gets, because it's unorthodox. It's rash and clinical. Sometimes he just goes whack. You get what I'm saying, innit?
I think he's... one of the most composed finishers in the world, me personally. I think it looks wild on the eye, but the way he could slow the game down, like a ball be bouncing around, everyone's chaos. He's just clean strike in. And I know what you're saying. He might not look like an Henry
but
him in front of goal, he becomes a different player. He's one of them kind of men.
I think what Lippy is saying, yeah?
Loons is saying.
Well, done it again. What Loons is saying, yeah, is that he's a quality finisher,
but he's more instinct.
But certain strikers and certain forward players, they just know where the goal is. When you give them so much time, there's so much things they're thinking about and want to do that he's not really good with time. But if you give him a yard, bow, it's top corner.
But we're not. This is Mo from 5 years ago. He used to get through on goal. He'd have so like he'd be so quick in Liverpool. Remember when they were counter attacking? It was a different stuff. Like. That Mo now is different,
he's a
bro. He gets in front of goal now and he punishes you.
See the situation you're talking about? He could create that in this scenario. Bro.
Yeah, no, he could.
Literally, where with it's four men around him and he's got to be sharper than the keeper and he's the guy that gets there first. He will do it, bro.
He done it last season and he was just through. It was just him and he just put it just wide. Like it's just, but you know what? I'm going to, it would be post-Hummus. I would have given it to Diogo Jota, but that's who, he's clean.
I'm saying... Jao Pedro, you know? When I see him in front of... Or Isak. I'm telling you, man.
That's my only player.
I forgot who Jao Pedro was for a second. Say.
Your team. I gave it from my team.
Oh, Bowen. I see him win us conference cups by going through 50 yards and running, having 50 yards on his brain to think about and slotting.
He's arguably more composed than Salah.
What about you, KG?
It's crazy. It's dark at Man United because... We're struggling. I was looking at players. I might have to do one of the new transferred players. I might have to say Cunha because I was looking at Ahmad. I can only think of, we don't score goals at Man United. Like, I couldn't say Xerxes, can't say Bruno.
Why can't I say Bruno?
I'd say Xerxes.
Running through on goal. I've seen Bruno miss many a times, more than the penalty thing. But then Ahmad doesn't get enough. I'm going to say Cunha.
Arsenal.
1v1, running through.
1v1. You know, I have to say Bakayo, you know, I put my trust in him.
Really?
Man. Yeah, man. He's not the most clinical of players.
Power finisher.
But I think in that situation, if we told him, Jesus. You got to run.
Sit the keeper down. sit the keeper down.
He could sit him down.
But that I didn't think about that. And when he is in 1v1s, he's
good, yeah.
He's a bit of a jinky, man. Now, it might be Gabby Jesus, you know.
He's Brazilian, man.
He might have a point.
He's got that...
We're not blessed with finishers, though.
Menace?
I actually downplayed Jesus, but I think that's a good point. It's a good pick, though. United? Yeah, KG, we're in the mud. But I'd probably say in Bremel.
Yeah.
Probably saying Bremo, man. Like, in terms of going forward and being clinical, based off this season just gone, I can't pick anyone, bro. So it has to be one of the two
Not Xerxy. I see Xerxy, man.
Bro, he ain't got five goals.
We're saying the same thing we argued about Salah. He could consistently do it, but the one or two or three times you probably see him don't do it.
He could round the keeper and miss.
And hit his shin, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he's done more scoring than he's done less. Now for us,
he's too composed.
Xerxy's like got three opportunities, probably scored two, missed one. But he ain't got enough in them for me to.
I tell you who it wouldn't be.
Do you get what I mean?
It wouldn't be Nunes.
He scored a hat-trick the weekend.
I don't care against Stoke in training ground. Allow it. Stop it.
Are you picking now? Wait, who are you picking?
I like Darwin.
I think Nunes, that's Stoke is his level still, to be fair.
You reckon?
But that's another insane.
He's showing
your
football level, man. He's going to be good this year. Go on.
My one is going to be a bit crazy, but hear me out, though.
Just need a name.
Gabriel.
Who?
Centre back. Hey, let me tell you why. Hold on, let me tell you why.
I love this.
You see, Steve-O, you would know about this as well. Being a centre-back, you know how hard it is when players will come and play against you. Do you get what I'm saying? But centre-backs are actually good at finishing. I know there is, Steve-O. There's been times when you've been like, nah, do you know, I'm going to go and play up front. And then you go up top. And then you do a madness, bro.
Who praised him earlier?
And it's like, yo, strikers, pattern up.
So he said, the man them that are known for defending, yeah?
Just imagine Harry Maguire, 35 yards, keeper, one-on-one. John Wick, it's over, man.
Nah,
moving on.
Moving on.
Just centre back.
Listen. So finally, you lot, VAR will be able to check contentious second yellow cards. Currently, it's only checked straight red cards.
I think this is good. This is good.
Everyone's got to be on their best behaviour.
This is a good thing. I think, you don't think so?
I think it's a good. It's good. I agree. He said everyone's got to be on their best behaviour. I'm saying no. Like, for example, you lot might have won the league if this was implemented in the league now, because Declan Rice wouldn't have got sent off for the second yellow against Brighton.
That was so early in the season, man. That
could
was
have
so
potentially.
Early.
Could have potentially so early won the league. That's 3 points. That's extra on them.
Who said it's 3 points?
Listen, his point still stands, innit? His point still stands that this is something that we see all the time. You understand? Straight red VAR, they get to correct it. Second yellow, it's almost like a cop-out. It's like, well, we can't check it. It's a second yellow. And it's like, if it's VAR and they're reviewing things, review things, innit? Review everything. All these little...
But then you lot's talking about the game slowing down and stuff. This slows down. Look how long
it's
takes
a foul,
VAR.
Bro.
But look how long VAR takes stops. Now. We're going to make it longer,
yeah,
bro.
But these are... Do you know what it is, yeah? I just think for these like game-defining situations... I don't think it's that bad, a little 5 minutes.
I think they need to get black man in them VAR buses, man. They need to get black man in them VAR buses, bro.
Hurry up, top man.
Man, I'm clipping, man. You understand?
Black man, I'm quick. Why I think this is good is because I was watching a Bundesliga match on just the highlights.
On the telly.
And there was a guy who was actually taken down on pens twice. And VAR actually helped him, and they gave him the red twice.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Thinking that he was
and he
diving,
shook his hand.
And he shook his hand as well.
Because twice, he went mad.
The second time, he was like, just go and check VAR then, because I got hit. So I think it can work out still. It can be good still.
But VAR will also be able to check contentious corners that lead to goals if a clear error has been made.
What does
that
mean?
I think they should call this one the Arsenal, you know, because you lot were not even on a disrespecting, you lot were really right into...
Arsenal's law.
Yeah, Arsenal's law. Because you were making sure there was stuff that you weren't getting. Did it go over? Remember that big debate about did the ball go over?
What does that mean? So in the sense of... when they don't give corners, when it should be a corner, they're now going
to
check.
Yeah, a corner has to be given. It can only happen if... a goal is scored from a corner, then they'll go back and check if the corner was actually a corner.
VAR is going to go back and say it went a corner, take that back.
I think slowing down the game again, but
I agree with it because corners should be corners and fouls should be fouls before that lead to goals. If it's going to, because that sealed, that takes away managers' jobs, that seals leagues, that sends teams down.
But it also, we'll lose shows. We'll lose shows, we'll lose arguments at the pub. There won't be no arguments at the pub. Like, you're going to lose.
I go pub, yeah. They said that VAR was going to lose the arguments and it doesn't. It's still there.
Yeah,
it's
I was
a
just
big
about
part
to
of
say,
it, so it won't change.
Until it's done against your team, we're not going to complain about that rule.
No,
when you concede from a corner that ain't a corner,
it's a real.
Do you know what I mean? So when it's going in your favour, yeah, you don't want to talk about it. When it doesn't go in your favour, regardless if it's first or 20th.
That's cold menace.
Hugo Ekitike has joined Liverpool from Frankfurt for £86 million.
What? Shut up, man.
200 billion naira.
200 billion naira.
Oh, 200 my God. Billion naira.
88 million.
Over the bar.
Over the
86 bar. Billion naira is
wait, wait.
Crazy.
How much is it, though? On a serious note.
No,
81,
it's about 81.
82.
81 Shut million up, pounds.
82, man.
So it's 81 million pounds. Without the after
without add-ons.
The add-ons. Add-ons.
This is up to 96.
So no, so I think it's... I think it's 69 million.
Yes.
Is it up front?
Up front.
Whoa.
Really?
But let's really understand this. How much you're going to sign, well, you're still trying to sign him. You're trying to sign a bags man. And he scored way more goals than Ekitike. How much are you not buying him for?
It's a bargain.
How much?
Apparently. I think Yoker is going to be 68 and a half.
That's with the add-ons.
After add-ons.
That's after add-ons.
And then
Ekitike is going for how much?
69 basic.
And then 79 with after add-ons. But let's be right
that's
here.
That's a lot of money.
We got 4 more years. We got 4 more years in the tank than them.
Have you been ripped off?
Nah. I talked to you a lot about that show that I've got with the
unsubscribe
Liverpool
from that
Bayern.
Show, man.
And he's 23 years old. He's in his prime. He's going into his prime. Alexander Isak was 23, bought for 60. Ekitike, great signing. Great signing.
I agree with you. I feel like everyone talking about this price tag is crazy, and you always tend to. Every single one of our clubs have broke the bank for players. Some of them have been successful. A lot of them have been so disrespectful, it's even mad.
Not for Liverpool.
Do you get what I'm saying? So until he actually proves himself, this whole money debate and 82 million and 82 this... It's irrelevant.
Facts.
To be honest with you, it's facts. Actually irrelevant.
No, it's really irrelevant.
This defending everything.
No,
says
I'm not.
Stuff
I'm.
It needs to stop. It needs to stop, bro.
It's boring. I'm done. What's going on?
That's why I went on my phone. What's he talking about?
See, I like that you said that, and you talked about these players and that, and trying to defend my man right now. Well, let's look at the strikers that have left Frankfurt. Yeah, because there's a few. Let's the last five.
So let's talk to Steve-O about this one. Sebastian Haller went to West Ham from Frankfurt.
Your turn to talk now.
And I'm sure we made some kind of bet that you lost, and we're not even going to talk about that. But how was that as a West Ham fan?
How much was he first?
50 million euros.
32
million pounds.
Obviously, when he first come to us, he got injured.
10 goals in 48 appearances.
Chestnut.
No. Hold on. This was a serious.
I don't think this is about where the player went and what they done. I think this is more about Frankfurt's business.
They're good businessmen.
They're good businessmen.
That's not what this conference is about.
Is it not?
They are great businessmen. No.
I like what you're doing.
Yeah. Let me just
Listen. No, wait, hold on. Hold on. Before you land, let me just land.
What are you doing on that table? Talk to the young G's, bro. You're not doing anything right now. You're doing a mad thing.
No.
Land, bro.
All I'm saying, all jokes aside. What you're saying is valid, but for the sake of the convo, it's purely. How did these guys do?
That's it.
How did they do?
That's it. He didn't do great, started, got injured, but ended up scoring 1-4, right? Which ain't great for someone that you pay 50 million euros for, but 1-4 ain't bad for where we finished at that time at the table, right? He then goes on to play for, I think, Dortmund, Ajax.
I'm going to have to stop you there.
Wait.
To Dortmund and everywhere else, he wasn't a Frankfurt transfer. So we just want to know about the Frankfurt. That went wrong. Thank you, Steve.
Can I add to that?
No, we're moving on.
Can I add?
Go on.
A man said 1-4.
1-4.8.
1-4.8. That's closer to 5. 1-5. I don't know what you tried to do there. 1-4.
Let's go.
Let's move on to the next one.
You know what, Steve? Let's move on to the next one.
You're a good guy. You're a killer. I like that one.
Respect what Steve
does. This one was highly anticipated. Luka Jovic went to Real Madrid. Jovic.
He's taking the piss.
Jovic. Is it Jovic?
Jovic.
What a player.
What a player.
No, I'm taking the piss.
Okay.
But you know your sarcasm
is a
salvage.
Yeah, he was going crazy at Frankfurt. Highly anticipated as potential Real signings are. 63 million, scored 3 goals in 36 appearances. They sent him on loan after and said that they'll try getting back into the team, but... just didn't happen.
It didn't. It's never happened since.
Let's clear something up. 3 in 36. That's 1 in 12.
Yeah.
they brought him 63 mil. That's Real Madrid, by the way. 63 mil. That was something they were working with. They sent him back to Frankfurt, you know?
Yeah. Mm. It's
mad. They sold him back for 20 mil.
Go get what form you ever you had
they
over
sold him
there.
Back for 20 mil.
Go and get it back and come. And if you get that back, we'll get you back. But it didn't work.
And it's important to say, like,
comment and subscribe.
Like these influencers now and rappers and anyone that gets into the entertainment or a profession like that, the bright lights, man.
Shaky.
Are you going to work hard once you land? Yeah, because that's when you need to work hard. But I'm not sure how much money was guaranteed for himself. Obviously, I watch NFL and a lot of these American footballers get like 20 million guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's going to be back on the building site or whatever, because that's how it was looking for him. I've watched him go on loan to a few different teams and it doesn't work out, man. So I feel for this guy. I hope, because he was young.
Mm. We're hoping Ekitike is going to be exactly the same. Let's keep going.
Omar Marmoush.
You're getting better.
Decent one.
This is his partner.
75 million January 2025 to Manchester City. He has made 16 appearances since then, scored 7 goals. One of them goals was absolutely crazy.
Goal of the season.
Yeah. He's a good player. Didn't quite salvage City's season, but he's definitely a good player.
One in 9.3.
If Ekitike is like him, Liverpool are gonna kind of get what they paid for.
And this let's not go too. You know, let's not get there too quick. Based on this January, he came in January, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's done that's well. Good stats. But good. I never.
No. I'm just saying in general, that's good stats.
What I'm trying to say is,
get it in order.
The season hasn't really started yet for him. Mm. I'm judging him. Not to say this don't mean nothing, but I'm judging him because City's meant to be back.
I don't. Yeah,
Shirky and
I'm gonna say this. Yeah. Obviously, all this has been going on, Ekitike to Liverpool and Rukum, and yeah. But I see him leave a comment under Ekitike's picture and it said, uh-oh. Yeah? So, I'm respecting that. Yeah,
whatever.
He's always on that.
So
man.
He said, uh-oh, and then he
went to Instagram, you know.
I get more love from a Sunday league team when
one
I sign
second,
for them.
One like, second, listen, Mandem.
That's it.
1 second, listen, I get what you're doing. Bobby Brown with glasses with the DMX face.
I'm in Buemo.
Got the Bobby Brown glasses with the DMX face.
I'm in Buemo.
Where my puppy's at.
All right. You know what?
Understand.
We're going to get into it. Go on. Carry on. We're going to get there.
Marmoush.
Great nose,
I'm kind of with you. Me personally, I think it was a bit of a panic buy from City.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
They just needed something and they went and got
it.
And obviously...
This one, listen.
Yeah,
this is crazy. Is this what Frankfurt have been
sit
doing?
Sit down.
Hey, come on, sit down. Don't go anywhere.
Hold on, sit down.
Don't go anywhere.
Because what I like about this one is this player probably has the most similar profile to
Don't start that.
Out of the 5 that we've just said.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Your guy, we're gonna get to him, innit? Are we gonna get to him?
Boys, Randall Kolo Muani to PSG.
How much?
95 million euros.
Say that again?
95 million euros.
It's kind of like Ekitike's price in add-ons is close to the 90.
No, 79 is not close.
Listen. Anyway, he's made 10 appearances for PSG since then and he has scored twice.
But he went on loan though, right? To Juventus and done well there, no?
But Juve's not signed him, so it must mean something.
Quick disclaimer, the stats, the goals and appearances is from the league campaign only, because I know that they're going to be saying what they're saying in the comments.
They didn't like something if they only played him 10 times in the league.
You know what's mad? I know that players, the moments don't define players. But I can't see a man miss like that World Cup final then put 95 million euro
it's
on
a lot him. Of and money. Saliba.
Too much money.
I'll be honest, I'm not buying no man for 95 million and he missing that World Cup final like that. Hey, that's crazy. After that final.
Brother, listen, I'll say it one more time. Him and Saliba.
Ooh. Now, the worst thing is, apparently it weren't even him, you know.
No?
It was definitely Saliba, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
apparently wasn't. Listen.
Apparently. Damn.
Bro, listen, he's a good player.
Weren't Saliba as well, apparently.
No, don't try to get Saliba out of it. Saliba was definitely.
That was Richard Saliba. Saliba's older cousin. He's banned now. Yeah.
I don't like the name Randall.
Hey, that's a red
bad
flag.
Name. Bad name.
For a black man.
No, I don't like Randall, innit? Randy.
But he's a good player, man. Every time I see him, it's one of them ones. I'll watch France, I'll watch Juventus, I'll pop a TV on or whatever, and I just see someone looking sharp. I'm like, who's this?
Yeah, he is sharp.
It's always him. But there's no end product.
End product.
So bad. I'm telling you, how old is he? He's still young, 23, 24?
25.
Probably
is 25
it?
Now.
Is it, yeah? Maybe. Saliba's age, I guess, right?
Damn!
That's Ricardo Saliba.
It's not too late yet. Obviously, peak 27, they say.
26.
He's 26 now. Oh, man.
You know, apps are like, they're strange. Because you'll think that they're 10 starts. So he might have come off the bench.
I heard that.
And try and do a thing. And then that's an app. Land. Do you get what I'm saying? We need to see how many starts he's had to compare to how many goals he's actually scored and stuff. Do you get what I'm saying? Because man can come on the 90th minute and then...
Yeah, yeah. I hear
that's an app. But he's a good player. Again, he's young. He's gonna
let
he's gonna
say
do well.
Though. If you've been defrauded, by one uncle, bare times, he sent you the email and you kept sending him money, mm-hmm. After a while, you're the idiot.
No,
you
but it's...
Frankfurt have been out
no,
here.
No, but this is what it is.
Yeah.
You see, if someone gets bumped, he's not me.
Okay.
So I'm still gonna try to do my business.
Okay.
But then you see when I get bumped as well, I'm gonna say, rah, I should have known. So it's, but you know what it is? Let's talk about Ekitike now. Hugo Ekitike has been at Frankfurt for 2 seasons now. In that time, he has made 47 appearances. He has scored 19 goals,
what?
10 assists. This is league alone, right? In 2 seasons, 47 appearances, 19 goals, 10 assists. In his 2 seasons at Frankfurt.
Did he play on the wing?
Yeah, he was a bit.
But this is kind of why
It's
expensive, it is. And this is kind of why I kind of compared him to Muani. I think he's got a good all-round game, but maybe his end product could improve a bit. But what I want to say that's going to make Loons unfold his arms, because he's vexed with me right now, is he's going to a team where there's a guy that's going to score about 25 league goals, definitely. So I think maybe Liverpool might be looking for a player of his, because they got Gakpo that's like...
Gakpo's
like
better Diaz. Than him.
I'm not saying that he's
I'm not
got
saying.
It, but like, I'm just saying...
It's missing a trick there.
How did it help Darwin Nunez with all the man them that
scored? But again, you see... Put it this way, Liverpool won the league. Liverpool just won the league, yeah? So let's just say Hugo Ekitike is a Darwin Nunez, a Gakpo, like a guy that makes Liverpool...
A league winner.
Let me just... Blood. A player that makes Liverpool... You know them attacking players that make teams harder to play against, but not necessarily for putting points on the board. Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, I don't want to call them chaos ballers, but they're there to kind of stretch the back line and make it mad. Darwin. I think it could work. I don't think... Because again, if... We were getting him, you were getting him. I think those stats would matter, would mean I'd look at that and think he ain't gonna come and do nothing. Yeah. He ain't gonna come here and do anything. Because Liverpool have goal scorers.
All around.
I think it'd be all right.
If we brought him in, we need him to be our number one man. They don't.
I think what he would do is just add to what Liverpool have already got.
Yeah, which is not bad.
Which is not bad. I think even these stats over the last 2 years is not bad.
Not bad.
Like that's
not bad.
That's 29.
82 million. It's not bad.
29 and 47
with goals and assists. I don't think that's bad, bro.
If we're being fair, because Steve-O, you're saying something real. 82 million, is that worth? Is it worth
for
that?
Not bad? I don't know, but the market's
it's not worth
for?
It. It's not worth it.
Hear what I'm saying.
79. Sorry,
Steve-O. Hear what I'm saying though.
So 79 million.
Ooh, 79, bro.
Is it good value, Steve-O?
We've all sat around this table and we've cussed players that have come from the Bundesliga, right? that ain't even done, that have done 10 times better than this, yeah? Sancho's stats in one season is better than that.
Yep.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brother, 20 assists and I don't know how many goals, maybe 14 goals, don't quote me on that, but madness. Better stats, better GA better than team. That, right?
Steve, don't, please.
But anyway, Koulamani, yeah, we've mentioned him already.
Kolo Muani.
Absolute, I said he's a decent player, looks decent, no end product. This kid, let's not forget this kid, yeah, and I like him. I want him at West Ham. I think that's his level, is West Ham. This is what I'm saying, right? Yeah, 100%, okay. Right? He went to PSG, yeah? Didn't cut the mustard.
He's 19.
Brother.
Just let him go.
Yeah? Didn't cut the mustard, yeah? We've been here before. So now he's gone here. 2 seasons, only 90. Didn't even crack 20. Like, this is a crazy sum for someone that ain't hit 20 goals in 2 years.
We ain't done no... We didn't do GA for Colomwani and the rest of the strikers. Let's not add the 10 assists to make it seem better for Hugo.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's poor numbers, but GOP just put in assists is put in to make him look better right now, man. Which is fine. But I'm sure there's assists for Colomwani and the rest of them. That's my point. I don't care, go on.
That's right, a fair cool. test. Sorry.
All right, let me just say something, right? In terms of this, Frankfurt is absolutely correct.
Scamming uncle.
But we don't know scamming uncle. It's just like, uncle's got good food, innit? End of the day, sometimes you go and shop there, the food's dead. But the food is laying more time, you understand? Now, this, he failed somewhere else and he stepped and now you lot. We've done this before. Liverpool have done this before. Mo Salah failed somewhere before and he stepped to Liverpool. We create enough chances that man tuck away, yeah? Point three, he is at the age. So 23 is the peak performance and he's going into his peak prime. He scored 15 goals last year, right? Newcastle paid 60 mil for Alexander Isak. Same age, he scored 6 goals in La Liga. Like, let's have it right
Can I respond?
So, bro, I'm not done.
Go on then.
Liverpool don't miss in the transfer market. I'll see you all here this time next year.
Darwin.
And you're all going to say, I didn't say that.
What about Darwin?
That's all you're going to say. Proceed. You're all going to say, I didn't say that. Mums.
23 is Mums. Your peak, first of all.
You're going into
Let him
your
go
peak.
Now. You just had it. Let him go.
Liverpool don't miss. What about Darwin?
You got Salah, 25, 26.
Naby Keita's a miss.
He won the league, Champions League.
Oh, God.
Let's move on, man.
Can I wait? Hold on. Let me just say one thing.
If you're going to defend him, we're going to fight
him.
I'm
not defending him.
Go on.
I just want to say one thing, yeah. In everything that I've seen right here, the real bad boy,
It's Frankfurt.
And that's
their
what I said. Business is
it's crazy.
Just like Tottenham. I think even better.
Just like Tottenham.
Chelsea. Yeah. Tottenham do good business.
No, say Chelsea. Chelsea are the ones that are the scammers.
Yeah.
Well, not selling players.
Maybe Gareth Bale, 90 mil, but he was worth it.
He was. You know, but I'm saying in terms of like, Tottenham are a business club. Do you get what I'm saying? Frankfurt are actually their business club.
Allow it.
You're the breakup play, man.
Allow it, bro.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Back in the room.
You see when I play the piano? Tune down.
Everyone has stum. Yes. There you go.
This one, I got to take my sunglasses off of this one.
Happy.
Man, this is,
I'm buzzing.
He's done it.
I'm so happy for
you're burning.
At the same time, I'm burning as a... an agent that's been trying to get this move across the line to Arsenal for the longest. Dude, it's actually over now. Marcus Rashford is set to join Barcelona.
On loan. Shirt.
Listen, he's going to Barcelona on loan. He's getting his full 300 and something K a week. Yes, he is. I saw it.
15%. He took a cut. 15%. He's still getting the back.
15%.
15%.
Oh, that's still
cut.
300
yeah,
and something.
Yeah, 100. Still
300 bags. 307 bags.
And he deserves it.
307.
Listen, you just said it. He deserves it. I think it was Teddy Sheringham was on the webcam talking about he doesn't deserve it.
Everyone.
I saw somebody else I don't even know saying he doesn't deserve it. Why does he not deserve it?
It's a fell forward thing though.
But this is what it is. I understand the whole, I played for United and when I played there it was amazing and rare. He didn't have that experience. He didn't get bought by Manchester United. He grew up in that environment. He went there, turned big man, done all he could for his club. And this is how they're speaking about him, bro.
100%.
Marcus, go Barca, win La Liga, win, play in Champions League, do all of that good stuff.
He's had a great
career. Player at that level.
No, but he's had a great career at Man United. He has. He's won a kid that's come through the academy, and to say I've won that at my boyhood club, congratulations. And now the other thing is the club still rewarded him. So you're acting like we didn't give him.
You lot are disgusting.
They gave him a max salary.
You lot are disgusting.
Bro. They gave him max money.
That's bad for you lot. Bad business.
So you can't say that the club showed that how many contract renegotiations did they have? Like two or three? Three contracts they gave him. That's it. They believed in his player. And again, now he's outgrown the situation.
Bro, you gave a Wolves player his shirt before he was even out the door.
Because he was leaving.
What do you mean?
Wait, he was leaving.
Listen. Hold on. Let me respond. Because this is what it is, yeah? You see, with Rashford, yeah? You chose to make him your Rooney, innit? You chose to make him the heir to the next Mr. Man United. Yeah?
I did, didn't it?
He was there. When Rooney was there, it was lovely. When whoever was the Rooney before was lovely. Yeah. He sacrificed the best years of his career for rubbish, bro. Yeah, so what you had to do in a moment like this is sit there and say, Marcus, what do you want? What do you need? You are the guy. You've taken his shirt, given him to some reggaeton. Now, let me quickly break this down.
So you look and understand, yeah? Fabian Delph was at Aston Villa, and it was the beginning of the season. Everyone went to buy the Fabian Delph. It's important. Everyone went to go buy the Fabian Delph shirt. Then the guy moved to Man City. All those kids that bought that shirt, what do they do now? So Rashford was always leaving Man United. It makes no sense for at the start of the season, all the youngsters go going out, spending expensive bread, £100 shirts are costing for a player that's leaving. We know he's leaving. Give that shirt to Cunha. It's that simple. He was never a part
that
of
point,
the team.
That point
no,
was good.
That's important.
That point was good, but it was good enough for that. You remember that show, Sister, Sister? Yeah. And they will say, go home, Roger. That like Roger will make a point as good as that. Yeah. And you go home.
That point made a hell of a lot of sense because we're looking at, we're getting it. A lot of these people, especially him, look, he's watching a podcast no one even knows of. Yeah. That's where he gets his information, right? So you're getting it so fucking late, it's unreal. This guy who's going on tour with United is giving us insight and we're saying, go home, Roger.
Bro.
Like, what are we doing there?
Bro.
What are we doing there?
I hear that.
He's not
they knew Rashford weren't going to be around. They've got a new guy coming in, hype it up, sell another 1 million shirts because they're having to do tournaments to get 10 million. They need money.
They treated
it was a
Rashford
business.
Bad.
No, they treated him bad, but they also treated him good. And then he treated himself bad by going out every Saturday, Friday night.
Listen, Rashford won. Rashford will have a good season next season. United won't, yeah?
They haven't strengthened for me.
It's simple, yeah?
They haven't.
That's interesting you say we're not going to have a good season because we just signed someone very good.
Yeah, you did.
Brian Mbeumo. This is why the bald head is here. Mm-hmm. 71 million, including add-ons. Yeah. Very important.
Very important.
Yeah. I don't care.
Listen, I don't even care that he's getting to AFCON, bro. He'll be fine. We got cover.
Who?
Hold on.
So let me ask you this.
Who? Ahmad's gone as well.
Mbeumo
yeah.
Or Ntike for that price? Who's the better signing?
Mbeumo.
Okay.
Mbeumo, they can't even
Prem proven,
challenge
we have to be honest here.
20 Premier League goals.
That's in about... But he's not just... Mbeumo isn't just Prem proven. There's Prem proven is just being able to survive in this league. He's got 20 league goals out here. Just nah, man. 20 league goals is beyond pen.
Can I ask you a lot of questions?
Let's not.
Can I ask you a lot of questions? Do you lot think we'll get onto page one?
I think you will.
What were the signings you've made?
Yeah, Cunha
and
Mbeumo.
You let those five go? No,
I think you will.
I think your team's at the same level it was last year.
I think even worse.
I think so.
Is tenth page one?
It's
debatable.
Depending on what app.
Yeah. Yes.
He's a clown. That was high. He's a clown for that. He's a clown for that. He's a clown for that. He's a clown for that.
On Facebook, football web pages, Facebook, you might make it still.
Listen, on certain apps. You know, all jokes aside, I think with Cunha, I think if they was to close the market...
He's killed me.
If they was to close the market tonight, I think Cunha and Mbeumo is enough to get you at least 8th or 9th. I think they'll score... I think that's at least close to 30 league goals.
Can you wait.
Between them two. Wait, I'm rating you lot.
No, I'm not cussing you.
Yeah. Having beef.
And
having
I said
beef.
The same thing to you earlier, yeah? If you go and look at United, our main problem is forward. And I'm not saying this in a sense that we're going to become this mad team. What I'm saying is, people cuss the defence and whatnot. We had no going forward. So of course the pressure comes and we concede. Writing off, people write off our back four. Write off Onana. I'm going to write him off with you. Write off Onana. But our back four, our defence is a strong defence. But people are rubbing it out because we landed 15th. We landed 15th because we got no horsepower, no firepower. Now we just brought in them two.
So you don't think it's a bit of both? A little bit?
I'm not saying the defence are perfect. I'm not saying the defence is perfect. But I think
our front line is terrible.
No, it ain't. Huh?
Let me just finish. Our highest league scorer this season scored 9 goals.
That's not.
Yeah, let me just finish. Brentford came where? 12th. And they had two players. 10th. Wissa scored 19 and Bremer scored 20. So it can still happen. What I'm saying isn't rubbish. Mm. You can have two high goal scorers
and not do much.
And not make it, bro.
Menace. And I know it's only pre-season. Did you watch Leeds United?
No.
You
haven't I did.
Balled out. You haven't watched highlights, no?
I watched it.
So your good defence that you talk of, because I watched it and I analysed it. I watched it with my neighbour. He's a subscriber to Man United TV. He's a really keen member and all of that. So I watched it with him. He broke it down. The way Bogle ended up looking like Cafu.
Broski.
Because the way that your manager's trying to play still
is crazy.
Is
still scaring
ridiculous,
me.
Right? I'm seeing Casemiro still in the midfield.
And Bruno deep.
And attacking, you're starting Obi, yeah, which again,
ain't
if
gonna
this
work.
If it's not going to work, mate. And they looked incredible, like Leeds, and they're not. Yeah. They're
Nonto
not.
Nonto was balling out,
doing flicks and tricks. You know what I mean? So what I say that to say, even though you're improving up top, which you have, because I think Cunha looked good, really, really good, looked sharp. Man, I'm still looking at your defense as a unit. And the way they play, meaning the three at the back, is too easy. They're not understanding how your manager
That's
plays.
True.
But they've got pre-season.
I agree with you, but I'm just going to say a couple of things. The reason why I didn't watch it is because I didn't care. It's pre-season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could watch it to obviously see what the manager's trying to do, but I don't care. I remember beating Arsenal 2-1 at pre-season. Yeah, we got hype around it. What did it do for us? It didn't do much. And that was Ten Hag. And he got himself sacked. So I don't care about pre-season like that. Don't get it twisted. I do want to see the signings and stuff like that. But I couldn't care less about preseason, hence the reason I didn't watch the game. So that's as far as it goes for me.
I watched the game. You lot got a random light skin youth from the ends called Leon. Just playing for you lot. Who the hell is that?
No, you man, we signed him. And
the worst thing is, he didn't even look. He's not that bad, but who is that?
He's a new man.
Not a random Leon, the youth with the dog on the estate. He plays for
Sivo, Sivo, just to add to that point as well, Newcastle played Celtic. What was the score?
4-0
to Cirque. Who the hell cares? No one cares.
Aston Villa lost as well.
Aston Villa lost. Who cares? When it's United, we could talk about it because it's United.
No, but can I respond to that then? Because who cares? Brother, I can only talk from experience in doing, I think I've done 6 pre-seasons.
Where?
Leyton Orient.
Okay.
Good club.
Yeah. Did you try something?
I swear to God.
No, that's what you did. But anyway, it's very, very important. It's very, very important depending on what team you are.
100%.
Your manager who needed another, he needed this. So for me, like you're going away with him next week. I'm saying, looking at what he was doing and he that's his thing. His thing is letting us know that he's going to work it out. Watching that preseason game, I'm like, ah.
Brother, I promise you, he is 100% right. I was in America last season. I turned to Flex and I goes, brother, we are not ready. I looked at the team and we were shit on preseason. And I was like, we are in trouble. We are not ready. Usually, you know that excitement that you have in preseason, the thing, we're going to do something this season. Felt nothing. No delusion. Delusion's important.
No delusion.
Not an ounce of delusion, bro. But let me show nothing.
Shall I tell you what the issue is?
Go ahead.
If you're bringing KG on tours, your club is doing wrong. let's address this.
I can't this game.
No way, man.
Seriously. If you
stay
turn
house,
listen, listen.
I get back.
Hold on. Let me just finish. If you turn on Arsenal pre-season tour and you see Lippy there with the mic, it's finished.
It's over.
There's something's gone wrong.
They're cutting bare cuts.
There's bare,
bare
presenters weren't available. Allegedly, it's been reported that Jokeres's father was reduced to tears. And all I've taken from this, is that his family want that Arsenal move so bad.
More than him.
All right, and what I've taken from it is Arsenal with no kahunas. You know the club, they're weak. Yeah, it's a perfect signing. Yeah. Yeah, because he's going to be like his old man. Yeah,
crying.
Also, other tears involving an Arsenal transfer. Christian Norgaard.
Can't believe I'm here.
He's crying. Can't yeah. Madueke. He was crying in his mind.
Lifeline as well. You're giving people lifelines.
You see when he was twisting up his friends.
They could have tackled
see
him.
See when
still.
He was twisting up his friends.
Still. They could have tackled
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that looked like my daughter. Yeah.
They could have tackled
that
him.
That looked like my daughter with her four uncles playing football. We could tackle her.
I was on to skits a couple episodes before because he wanted us to buy a basketballer in Sesco. And I see in some of Nonny's clips, he's playing basketball.
Yeah. That man Americanified.
Did he land the buckets?
I don't know. Nonny cut that out, man. Cut that out. One thing, one thing. Cut that out, man. We don't do basketball.
Call of Duty or FIFA alone.
We do want to see Ruby Rose in the Emirates.
Oh, he's bringing her.
Yeah, he's gonna bring
he's
her.
He's gonna bring
them
her.
Them Chelsea man, boy. Me.
You come on, man. I plant the seed, bro. Boys, it's getting closer though. 13th of August, Filthy live, Hackney Empire.
Brr.
What section involved? If you get a ticket, lucky opportunity to win a Rolex, not the know. One that's on Steve-O's wrist, but another one. Patreon. We got
let me burn that one. I've got a link, man.
Yeah, find the Filthy Fella, of course. Make sure you're sending in them videos. Tag Filthy_fellas on Instagram. And yeah, we soon have an episode reviewing them. Give us enough to review, please.
And give us some proper videos as well. You're replacing me.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't embarrass me.
Exactly.
Facts. Do well.
Same guy that mash up Lippy in the race. Yeah.
Big shoes. You ain't got to do this, but do well, man. Just do well.
Like, comment, subscribe. Filthy out.
Wait, is this the right L? Is this L the right way?
Yeah, yeah, you're good.
Like,
comment. With the same, yeah.
Subscribe.
Yo. There we go.
I wanted to do one hand, but it's...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.